This is the end of an era. The Book Launch Blueprint, the popular course we've been teaching every year since 2018, is entering its seventh and final year. So, what is the Book Launch Blueprint and why is this such a big deal? Find out in this episode of Novel Marketing, the longest running book marketing podcast in the world. I'm Thomas Umstead Jr., CEO of Author Media, and this is the podcast for authors who want to build their platform, sell more books, and make a living writing books worth talking about. And before we talk about launching books, I would first like to tell you a story. One summer day, a grasshopper danced and played in the sun, while on the other side of the field, a colony of ants worked hard to store up food for the winter. The grasshopper invited the ants to play, but they declined, saying, "We don't have time to dance and play. We need to prepare for the winter, and so should you." "Stop worrying so much. There's plenty of both food and time to prepare for winter. Let's enjoy life," the grasshopper responded. Well, the ants just ignored him and got back to work storing up food. Well, soon winter came and all the food was gone. The grasshopper found himself without anything to eat, and he went to the ants' house and begged them for food. And they said, "We're sorry, we can't help you. We don't have enough food to feed a creature as big as you. If we tried, we wouldn't have food to feed ourselves." "I should have listened to the ants' example in the summer. I would be so happy now," the grasshopper thought sadly as he slowly starved to death. Ah, the old Aesop's fables. Somebody always died in the end. But the lesson is an important one, and that is to prepare now for the challenges to come. So why do a book launch? And what does this have to do with ants and grasshoppers? Well, launching a book is one of those few strategies that works well for both indie authors and traditional authors. It also works well for both fiction and nonfiction. If you were to chart those four groups on a graph, there's not a lot of tactics that work for all four quadrants. The months before and after the release of a book are the most important months for determining how well that book will sell and how word of mouth will spread. If you saw a book on Amazon that had only 7 ratings and 4 stars, is that a book you would want to buy? Most readers would get scared off, not by the low number of stars, but the low number of ratings. The main problem with that book is not the fact that it has 4 stars. The real problem is the number of ratings. After a launch window ends, readers judge a book by how many reviews it has. And the fewer the reviews, the more nervous those readers become, especially if they don't already know who the author is. The more ratings your book has, the more likely readers are to take a risk on you. Now, the exception for this is during that first month when you have a new release badge on Amazon. Readers don't expect a new release to have a lot of reviews. So this is your chance. This is your golden moment to get as many reviews as possible. You only have 30 days. But what if you're traditionally published? What if your goal is brick and mortar bookstores? Well, bookstores typically only stock new books for 30 to 60 days. If you can't sell out of the stock, however many they put on the shelf during those first 30 days, they will return the unsold books and never order your books again. This is the brutal business of brick and mortar bookstores. Every day, 1,000 new books are launched, and there's only 1 or 2 spots on the bookshelves that all those books are competing for. And every new day, there's books trying to push off the old books. And so launches are critical. If you plan to sell through brick and mortar, you've got to sell that initial inventory. And if you sell out quickly, they'll order more and maybe even enough where your book is finally cover out, where then suddenly people are discovering you at the bookstore. That is the goal for every traditionally published author, is to have a cover out book at the bookstore. With a cover out book, you have a chance to have that momentum grow and grow and grow, assuming you have a good cover. Now, this 30 days is all you get. And if you don't sell in those 30 days, your books are returned. So let that sink in for a moment. For many writers, writing a book was one of the hardest things they've ever done in their entire lives. And after years of work, they only have 30 days to convince bookstores to keep the book in stock on the shelves. Otherwise, the books stack up in a warehouse, unsold and unread. And often they end up getting pulped. It's a dirty secret of traditional publishing is that many, many books that are printed end up getting pulped and turned into different books. Imagine the pain of putting your life into a book only for it to go unread. Now, for some of you listening, this has already happened to your first book. And if your first book got hardly any readers, realize the problem probably wasn't with the book. It was the lack of a good launch. Because if no one read your book, how would they know whether it was well written or not? If only more people had read the book when it first came out, word might have spread. Because ultimately, it's word of mouth that sells books. But how can they know if they like a book if they've never heard of it? So let's talk about platform and launching, because these are two common terms we talk a lot about on the podcast, and I want to clear up some confusion. Platform, you can think of is how famous you are, how many readers know who you are, like you, and trust you with your money. A launch is how good of a job you do getting the word out in those first few days. A big platform allows you to have a big launch, just like in real life. The larger the platform for the rockets, the larger of a rocket you can launch. But a big platform doesn't guarantee success. There are governments that will have giant rockets blow up on the launching pad, and there are high schoolers who are able to put an iPhone into space from a field near their high school. So good and big are not necessarily the same thing. And I should also point out here that good launches help bad books fail faster. So getting the word out about a book that people don't like ultimately won't help the book sell if people don't like the book. So good marketing and good launching particularly is not a substitute for good writing. And I really should put this disclaimer on every episode of this podcast because there's nothing in the novel marketing method that will make up for a bad book. You've got to write a good book. In fact, I would argue that part of the novel marketing method includes writing the kind of book that your readers already want to read, the kind of book that your readers think is a good book. Let's talk about three book launch secrets. And the first secret is that some authors don't need a book launch. There are other methods. In fact, we've had episodes on some of these other methods. One method is to spend $10,000 or more on advertising. This method tends to work best for indie authors who are already making money from their books and are already advertising profitably. So what do I mean by advertising profitably? If you're able to spend $10,000 on advertising and make $12,000 in profit, you're able to pay yourself back for that $10,000 that you spent. So the money's not actually lost. And it takes time and it takes practice to learn how to advertise profitably. It also often takes multiple designs for your book cover because the number one cause of ads not working is a book cover that's not advertiser friendly. This method does not work for first-time authors or for existing authors who are not already profitably advertising. One reason why this doesn't work for first-time authors is that it doesn't really help you during that launch window because advertising isn't really good at making a big pop. Advertising works best when it's a little bit of money spent every day for weeks or months. But if you have unlocked the advertising method and you're able to do this for your books, you don't have to worry about a launch because you know your books will continue to sell because the advertisements will continue to bring you readers. If you want to learn more about advertising and how to get into Facebook ads or Amazon ads or BookBub ads, I have episodes on all of those kinds of ads. And we have in my course, Obscure No More, an entire module on advertising that I'm in the process of expanding right now. The second method that you can use that doesn't require a launch is rapid release. But to do rapid release, you have to be able to rapid write and already have a loyal following of thousands of existing readers, people who've read your previous books and can't wait to read your next book. I have not seen rapid release work for brand new authors. In fact, I have seen authors who are successfully rapid releasing with their own name, launch a pen name, and rapid release on that pen name, and for it not to work. So to make this work, you've got to already have that email list of thousands of readers who've already given you money. And then rapid release can work. If you don't have the email addresses for your readers, and if you don't have thousands of happy readers, rapid release is not going to work for you. I have an alternative version of rapid release that I recommend called tortoise release. So if rapid release is the hare, tortoise release is the tortoise. And we'll have a link to that method in the show notes. The third method is to get lucky. Some authors just get lucky. Some famous person discovered their book and recommended it, and it started selling like crazy. And this is wonderful when it happens, but these kinds of authors are terrible at giving advice. It's like getting advice from a lottery winner on what numbers to pick. Just because they were successful doesn't mean that they have a reproducible method to make you successful. So don't take advice from lucky writers. Really, the best kind of writer to take advice from is the kind of writer who is terribly unlucky and yet was still able to be successful through sheer grit and determination. That kind of author will have methods you're more likely able to put into practice. The reality is that most authors need a launch. Book launches are one of the most reliable book promotion strategies. This is one of the least controversial marketing approaches. In fact, back when I was a literary agent, much of my time was spent on the phone with authors planning their launches with their traditional publishing houses. It's not uncommon for traditional publishers to spend every penny of the marketing budget inside that launch window. And the reason why launches work so well is because they use marketing fundamentals to create reproducible results every single time. That said, they won't fix a bad book. I'm going to keep saying this. So they work, but only for books that readers already like. Secret number two is that good launches take time to prepare. If you're traditionally published, you have no choice but to wait. It's often 6 to 18 months between when you turn in your manuscript, your completed manuscript, and when your book is released. And yet, many traditional authors sit on their hands during those 6 months, hoping that their publisher will plan their launch for them. That is a terrible, terrible mistake. If you want a parade, you have to get all the floats lined up ahead of time. Otherwise, it'll just get lost in the traffic. So this is the mistake that traditionally published authors make, is not making the most of that time that they're forced to have. You're forced to have time to prepare a launch, and yet many authors don't put that to good use. In fact, sometimes they spend that time complaining that their publisher is not launching their book faster. Indies, on the other hand, often have the opposite mistake. A lot of first-time indie authors launch their book as soon as it is finished. So they have their completed manuscript, they take it into vellum, they create an EPUB, and then they just post it on Amazon. And this is one of those mistakes that a lot of indie authors learn about the hard way. It's like giving birth to a premature baby. Just because the baby is viable, it doesn't mean that this is the best time for the baby to be born. And the same is true for your book baby. I've had a baby in the NICU, and I wouldn't wish that experience on anyone. My baby wasn't premature, but she was next to a lot of other premature babies, and I spent time in the NICU with parents going through that, and it is a miserable experience. I was miserable too when my baby was sick with something else. So don't do that to your book. Give your book time to have a healthy birth. And that often means having a completed 100% ready to click upload to Amazon book for months while you prepare your launch. Don't give birth to a premature baby. This is difficult to hear. If you're indie, you are excited and your book is finally done. And so everything in you is yearning to launch the book now. And if you will just wait, it could make all of the difference. For many of you indie authors working on your first book, this is the most important tip I'm sharing in this entire episode. And that is to just wait. Give yourself time to prepare for your launch. Launching a book is like storing up food for the winter. It takes preparation ahead of time. You can't just dance and play your way to publishing success. The key to success is to think like an ant and prepare now for launch day tomorrow. Don't be like the grasshopper. It takes time to build anticipation. It takes time to set up and schedule media interviews, and it takes time to get good at doing those media interviews. It takes time to grow an email list. A lot of authors launch before they've even built their email list. And they only have a few dozen or a few hundred emails of readers excited about their book. That is not setting yourself up for success. If people won't trust you with your email address, why should they trust you with their money? So prepare now. Start building your email list right now. It takes time to put a launch team together, not to mention reviews, launch parties, upgrading and updating your website, promotions, webinars, and so much more. Book launches work, and they can work for you, but you have to give yourself the time you need to do it correctly. And the authors who are stressed or who find launching books stressful are almost always stressed because they didn't give themselves enough time to do the work. A good book launch is like triggering an avalanche off the side of a mountain. The more noise you make, the more likely you are to get that avalanche started. And that means having lots of people all making noise together. And if you're the only one shouting, you're much less likely to trigger that avalanche. Secret number three is that effective book launches are weird. The key to a good book launch is to avoid your weaknesses, play to your strengths, and be true to your own unique brand. This means if it's not at least a little weird, you're doing it wrong. It also means that if you copy what you see another author doing, your launch will be weird in all the wrong ways. If you are a slinger, don't put on the king's armor. Embrace your slingshot. Okay, so how do you launch your book? Like I said, back in 2018, we created a course called the Book Launch Blueprint, and we would teach this course every year, and we would help authors launch books, and then we would watch them launch books, and we would make changes to the course, and the next year, we'd teach the course again with the improvements and experiences and lessons learned from the previous year, and we did that again in 2019, and then in 2020, and so on. Here we are in 2024. With the seventh year of this course. And it's not uncommon for our authors who go through this course to become number one new releases. In fact, on Valentine's Day, one of our authors just emailed me saying that her book was now a number one new release on Amazon. And this is what success looks like. Readers don't care how many reviews a book has if it's a number one new release. And you know you've had a good launch when you hit that number one new release. And that's our goal. Not every book is eligible to hit a bestseller list. A lot of bestseller lists have various biases built in. It's part of the reason why they're all different. You'd think, oh, they'd all be the same because they're using the same data, but they may exclude you because they dislike your politics or they dislike your publishing company or your publishing method or whatever. But a number one new release is possible for almost everyone. If you're strategic and you spend the time to prepare well and you write the kind of book that people already like. Remember, a good launch can't fix a bad book. So now what I'm going to do is I'm going to summarize the book launch blueprint. I'm going to summarize a 4-week course in the next 20 minutes. So I hope you have a pen and paper ready because the tips are about to come fast and furious. And each week has its own theme. So week one is ready, week two is set, week three is go, and week four is run. So let's talk about week one, day one of the book launch blueprint. We talk about how to sell yourself. Some launches fail because the author feels guilty about promoting the book. This session addresses that exact issue. You can't launch a book you're embarrassed by or that you feel weird about promoting. You have to believe in your book. You have to believe that by letting someone know about your book, you're benefiting them. If you feel like somebody is doing you a favor by buying your book rather than you doing them a favor by writing the book for them, your launch will not go well. So the more you believe in your book, the easier your book will be to promote. So my tip here is to invest in improving your craft and learning how to write the kind of book that readers already want to read. The more confident you are that the reader will love your book, the easier it will be to sell. So how it works, if you take the course, in the morning of Monday, you would get the pre-recorded lesson that's highly edited and presented. And it's a very tight, clear presentation of the material. You'll get some homework to do. And then in the afternoon, we have office hours where you can ask your questions live and get them answered on video if you want. Or you can just type them into chat if you're uncomfortable coming on video. On Tuesday, we talk about branding. Of all of the sessions, this is the one with the most homework, especially if you haven't done any branding work already. If you're going through Obscure No More, this branding session will be easier because you've already done some of the hard thinking. And it's not that the homework is hard in the sense of there's lots of things to do, but it's hard in the sense that you're asking some really deep questions. And depending on how much that soul searching you've done, it will be easier or harder. I have a 4-step method that I teach. Step one is look in the mirror. This is asking, how am I weird? What are my strengths? What are my weaknesses? What are my unfair advantages? Step two is you look at your readers and you ask, what do they want? What about my writing most appeals to them? Step three is you listen to your readers and you listen for the words and phrases that your readers use to describe your writing. And then step four, you look in your reader's mirror and you ask the question, what does my book allow readers to say about themselves? But you don't just get my 4-step method in this branding session. You also get James L. Rubart's branding formula. James L. Rubart is a best-selling author and a Christie Hall of Fame author, and he's also my co-teacher in this course. So the office hours will either be hosted by James L. Rubart or by me or by both of us. And Jim, as you can call him, is also the former host of the Novel Marketing Podcast. So if you've listened to our older episodes, you'll be very familiar with his voice. So that's Tuesday. On Wednesday, we have open office hours. So the office hours on Mondays and Tuesdays and on Thursdays and Fridays are connected with the lesson that's taught that day. On Wednesday, there's no lesson and there's no homework. And instead, we have an open office hours where you can bring any kind of question that you want. So it's open and it's both Jim and me answering the questions. Then on Thursday of week one is my talk, How to Go from Tech Timid to Tech Savvy. It's all about how to master any technology. And I'll tell you that the secret to getting good with technology is also the way of the kingdom. It's to become like a child. If you've ever wondered why children are so much better at technology than you, it's because they have the courage to push the button to find out what it does. At some point, for some people, they become afraid of the button and they won't push it until they know what it does. And if this is you, it will trap you into having nothing but tech problems your whole life. The only way to get good with technology is to find the courage to push the button to find out what it does. I've been giving versions of this talk for 10 or 15 years, and it's the one that has some of the most heartfelt feedback from people who hear it, because it doesn't just affect book launching or marketing, it affects all of your life. If you're the kind of person who rents a car and is happy driving a car with buttons that you don't know what to do, this really will make your life better. And it will make renting cars and buying computers and every other technical thing you do a whole lot more fun and rewarding. So my tip is to push the button and find out what it does. I go into a lot more in this session than just that, but of all of the tips in this day, that's the most life-changing. And one of the interesting things about this course is that we combine in these two-day couplets, right? So Monday and Tuesday are a couplet, and Thursday and Friday are a couplet. And often the first day is a big picture day, and then the second day is a specific application day, right? So Thursday is big picture, how to get good with technology. What's the specific application? Well, it's how to maximize the impact of your website, where you'll learn how to build a website if you don't have one, or how to make your website better if you do. A good website is critical for a good launch. This is where readers are going to learn more about you. And more importantly, it's where journalists and podcasters and book club organizers are going to check you out. And so if you have a good professional website, you'll be getting more media interaction. If your website is weak, people who might have considered interviewing you might bail. And I will say, as a podcaster, I go to the website of every single guest before I book them. And sometimes somebody will reach out to me and they look like an interesting guest, and I'll go to their website and then I will end up not having them on the podcast. My tip with your website is to realize that your website is not for you. It's for your readers. The more you make it about them, the more effective your website will be. So a simple application here is to use the word you more than the word I. That's the key to an effective website. Now, my other tip is that Tweaking your website takes time, and to get the most out of this session, I recommend working on it as soon as you sign up. So one of the elements of the Book Launch Blueprint is my free course, How to Build an Amazing Author Website. And if you do the Book Launch Blueprint, as soon as you sign up, you'll be automatically enrolled in that free course, and I recommend starting on that right away. While it is possible to build a website in one day, it's a lot more enjoyable if you give yourself more days to do it. And the other nice thing about this session is that by being on Friday, it gives you the whole weekend to work on your website if you want to. But really, I recommend working on it now. And also changing the way you think about your website. Your website is not like a book where you work on it, it's finished, and you never touch it again. It's more like a relationship where you're constantly working to make it better. And if you ignore it, it will slowly get worse. Just like a relationship, right? If you ignore someone for a year, your relationship won't be quite the same as it was a year ago. So learn to work on your own website so that you can constantly be keeping it up to date with tiny tweaks and you don't have to do these massive overhauls. So that's week one ready. And now let's talk about week two set. And this is all about how to build a rabid tribe of fans. On Monday, we're going to talk about how to connect and motivate readers and get them excited about your book. And my one tip from this day is to realize that this is not something that can be rushed. Building a relationship with a tribe is like building a relationship with an individual. Even if it's love at first sight, it takes time to build trust. So this is one of those things you want to get started now. And if you're planning to launch your book next week, you won't have time to build that trust. So that's the big picture session. What's the specific application? How to create a launch team. A launch team, correctly run, should result in dozens of reviews. But a lot of authors complain that they don't get that many reviews from their launch team members. And this is because they're running their launch teams all wrong. Most launch teams are run very poorly. And they're run poorly because they make one of a few mistakes. One, they give free copies of their book to their launch team members, which is a big mistake. And two, they tend to organize on Facebook, which is a terrible mistake. Facebook sells data to Amazon, specifically a score that each person has called social proximity. So the more socially proximate you are to your reviewers, as judged by Facebook, the more likely those reviews will be deleted. So the more active you are on Facebook, particularly in Facebook groups with your readers, the more likely your readers' reviews will be deleted. So this is a big, big mistake. Spending time on Facebook can cause reviews to get deleted, particularly by people who got a free copy of your book. I give away almost everything away for free on this podcast. Almost every topic I have an episode on. And the one exception is launch teams. If you go back on the 400 episodes of Novel Marketing, you will not find a single episode on launch teams. This is the one topic I don't give away for free. If you want to learn my method of running a launch team, the Thomas Umstead method of launch teams, which is incredibly effective, you have to attend the Book Launch Blueprint. It's the only place I teach this method. And there's no one else that teaches my method. So being a part of someone else's launch team will teach you the bad habits, the things that cause their reviews to get deleted. I don't hold much back, but this is the one thing I hold back. So there's no tip for this day other than to take the Book Launch Blueprint to learn my launch team method. Then on Wednesday, of course, we have open office hours, and all these other days have office hours tied to that day. So the launch team day will have office hours specifically about running a launch team. On Thursday, we talk about how to write best-selling marketing copy. And my tip here is to realize that people don't care about you. They care about themselves. So the key is to write about your book in a way that makes it interesting to someone who doesn't care if you lived or died. This is a little hard to do, but once you can do it, it makes your marketing copy a lot more effective. So that's the big picture. What's the specific application? It's how to use email to launch your book. Email has a 10 times better conversion rate than any other launch tool. The only technique I've seen that has potentially a better conversion rate than email is speaking in front of an in-person live audience. So my tip here is that you can get away with a higher than normal sending rate during your launch. Don't make the mistake of only sending one or two emails about your new book. My other piece of advice is before your launch, try to get at least 500 email addresses. This isn't hard to do if you know what to do. In fact, you can get 500 email addresses in just a few weeks if you know what you're doing. And I have a course that teaches you exactly how to do that. It's called the Author Email Academy. In this course, you'll learn exactly how to get thousands of subscribers very quickly in just a few months. And there's no reason to be stuck with a tiny list that doesn't grow. There's no reason to be stuck below 500. If you have Obscure No More, you already have access to this course, but I'm also offering this course at a severe discount for folks who sign up for the Book Launch Blueprint. So when you sign up for the Book Launch Blueprint, you'll be offered the Author Email Academy. I think it's 80% off. So this is a good time to buy it. You'll get immediate access. And I do recommend going through the Author Email Academy before the Book Launch Blueprint starts to build up that list. The bigger your email list, the stronger your launch. So that's week two set. Now let's talk about week three, go. And on Monday of week three, we have a session on Goodreads. Goodreads is popular with the kind of people who read 50 or more books a year. Goodreads readers are the most likely to take a risk on a new author and a new book, and they're the kind of readers that you want to connect with. So in this session, we will teach you all about Goodreads, and my one tip on Goodreads is to start using Goodreads as a reader right now. It doesn't matter that Goodreads isn't a quote-unquote popular social network. Sure, Instagram has more users than Goodreads, but Instagram requires effort all of the time. And most of the people on Instagram don't read books. And of the people who do read books, they mostly read books from famous authors. If you want to hang out with the kind of people who are likely to read your book, they're likely hanging out on Goodreads. And then on Tuesday, we talk about Amazon. Depending on the author, Amazon sales make up 7 to 10 books sold. And for many indie authors, it's as high as 9 out of 10. Or for some authors who are exclusive to Amazon, it's 10 out of 10. If you want your book to sell, your Amazon page needs to rank on Amazon's all-important search engine. It also needs to convert browsers into buyers. So having a good Amazon page is really important. My one tip here is to research which search phrases you want your book to rank for and optimize your book to rank for those phrases in Amazon's search engine. Then on Wednesday, we have another open office hours. Wednesdays also act as like a homework catch-up day since there's no new homework on Wednesdays. We all do each day together. It keeps us in lockstep. Then Thursday is one of my personal favorite days. This is the marketing psychology day. So why is marketing psychology important? Well, if your book sells 50,000 copies in 1 week, you will be eligible to hit all of the bestseller lists, including the New York Times bestseller list, assuming they don't exclude you for various political reasons. Now, if you sold that same 50,000 copies across 5 years, you would never be eligible for any of the bestseller lists. So, if you want to hit a bestseller list, you need to motivate readers to buy your book today and not tomorrow. So, in this session, you'll learn about launches from a psychological perspective. In the other sessions, we're very focused on the more tactical, technical elements, but today we're talking about it from a psychological perspective. And once you understand marketing psychology, and particularly how it applies to launches, you'll learn how to make them special, and you'll come up with your own cool ideas. And this is my favorite session to watch the brainstorming, and this is the session that's most likely to invite or bring back in the alumni, because this is the session that generates brand new tactics no one has thought of before. Because once you start thinking about humans and human psychology, you get some really cool ideas. So that's the big picture day. And then on Friday, we have the specific application, which is the launch day. This is a big day. If you're unpublished from this day on for the rest of your life, you will be a published author. That is an incredible feeling. My tip here is to host a launch party, at least for your family and friends. But really, I encourage you to bring and invite your readers as well. A good launch party can pay for itself due to the magic of in-person sales. And you never know what will happen at your launch party. If you go to the blog version of this podcast, or if you're watching the video version, I have a photo here of my launch party. And this young lady that I'm standing next to went on to become my wife. So you never know who will come to your launch party. So that's week three. Go. Now let's talk about the final week of the Book Launch Blueprint, week four, run. On Monday of week four, we talk about editorial calendars. I love editorial calendars because they reduce your stress and help you stay organized. And this is the foundation of your PR campaign. If you have a written editorial calendar and you're traditionally published, this is what your traditional publisher's marketing person will most want to see. It's a schedule of all of your interviews, promotional emails, promotional activities, and tasks. And your traditional publisher, if you have one, will want to add things to your calendar and ask, hopefully, how they can help with the things already on your calendar. So this is very, very valuable. And my tip here is to start pitching podcasts, blogs, and traditional media months before your book's release. It often takes weeks or months to get interviewed, and then often those interviews are not aired for weeks or months in the future, especially if you're not already a friend of the show. So if you want the interviews to land during a launch week, you've got to start way ahead of time. Again, this is the theme of the episode, is give yourself time to have a successful launch. Don't rush this. My other tip for this day is to schedule in rest. Pacing is the key to success. And your launch month, you know, those first 30 days, that's a long time. It's important to have some rest days in there. And then on Tuesday, we talk about blogging, how to write good blog posts, how to write the kind of blog posts that readers want to read, and also how to write guest blog posts and guest articles for other popular publications. This can be a really effective marketing tool, and it doesn't cost you any money. But my one tip here is to run the numbers for a blog or website before you pitch them for a guest article. One popular blog will get more traffic than 100 normal blogs. So not all blogs are the same, and many blogs don't get any readers at all. That's why I don't recommend blog tours as a launch tactic, because the kind of blogs that accept blog tours from blog tour promotion companies typically are the kind of blogs who don't have any readers at all, or very few. This is why blog tours rarely can demonstrate with any sort of numbers that they're selling books. There are a lot of activity without a lot of sales. But guest blogging can work if you're guest blogging on popular blogs that are applicable for your target reader. I will say, of all of the days of the Book Launch Blueprint, this one favors nonfiction authors a little bit more than novelists. But blogging can still be a valid tactic for novelists. And at the very least, you'll want to know how to write good blog posts for your own blog. So it's useful for everyone, but it's more useful for nonfiction. Then is our final open office hours on Wednesday. On Thursday is our session on how to go on a media tour. So this is a tour of television, radio, podcasts, and to a lesser degree, blogs. And we have a guide on how to do this. We've helped a lot of authors do a lot of media. This kind of PR training, if you were to get it from a PR firm or PR consultant, can cost $10,000 plus, and it's included here in the price of the course. So some tips. The first is to realize that you are not the star of the show. The listener is the star of the show. So the more downloads your episode gets, the more likely you are to be invited back. So it's about thrilling the listener. If the listener is not enjoying your interview, the host will not be happy. I also encourage you to create a media kit to make it easier for content creators to talk about you and to schedule you and to research you. After this session, you will be more prepared, more confident, and less nervous to do media to promote your book. I'll also teach you tricks to look thinner and younger on camera. This media training alone, like I said, could cost thousands of dollars if you got it from a PR firm. And then it leads us to our final day, Friday. This session is all about the next 30 days of your launch. It's called How to Grow Momentum During the Next 30 Days. And instead of office hours on this day, we have a graduation ceremony where students share the biggest highlight that they learned from the course. This is a very fun day. Some students will buy themselves graduation caps on Amazon and wear them on camera. It's a lot of fun. And after this day, you unlock your rocket badge on authormedia.social. So if you are on our social network, authormedia.social, you'll notice some people have a rocket badge. that indicates that they have graduated from the book launch blueprint. So what's so cool about the book launch blueprint is that when you complete the book launch blueprint, you have a customized book launch plan for your book. It's been customized for you and by you with our help. And this custom plan will play to your strengths and your genre. You don't want a copy and paste plan from the author next to you. You want a plan that's specifically tailored for you and your genre and your readers. And what's really nice is that once you have this launch plan, you can reuse it for your next book. In fact, each time you use this plan, you'll tweak it based off of what worked and what didn't. And over time, you'll have a really finely tuned plan specifically for you, your books, and your readers. And it's this sort of asset that really separates successful authors from authors who are just struggling. And every book is a struggle to find readers. And it's because they never had a good launch plan and they don't have anything to work from for their next book. As the old saying goes, authors who fail to plan their launch plan to have a failed launch. You don't need the book launch blueprint to succeed, but you do need a plan. Another cool thing about the book launch blueprint is that it's based on a cohort model. So what does that mean? Well, why do armies march? Generals of old learned that troops can move farther, faster, and with less fatigue if they march together in step. So these generals took weapons out of the hands of some of their soldiers and gave them drums instead. It seems silly, but it really makes a difference. And we use this technique in the book launch blueprint. So everyone does day one at the same time, and they share their homework publicly with the group. You don't have to share your homework, but if you do, you'll get feedback from your fellow students. Then everyone does day two together and so on. Marching in step makes it more fun and less fatiguing. And it also makes you much more likely to complete the course. It really makes a big difference. It's a lot more work for us as the instructors, but it's a lot more benefit for you, the students. And then the third cool element of the book launch blueprint is the private community. And this community is yours to keep. If you're ever wondering where the cool authors are hanging out online, this is it. It's not uncommon for authors to join each other's launch teams, promote each other's books, and even write books together. We've had some amazing relationships launched in the book launch blueprint. It's also fun to have a place to celebrate your success of your successful launch with other people who are genuinely happy for you and perhaps helped make you successful. And we have spaces inside of our private book launch blueprint community for novelists, nonfiction, children's, and speculative. And you can just hang out with fellow novelists, or you can go see what the nonfiction authors are up to and get ideas from them. So while each group has their own space, they're not exclusive. You can go visit authors in the other spaces. And then you also get, you know, coaching from me and from James L. Rubart. So I get emailed frequently, people asking me to coach them one-on-one, and I don't take on one-on-one clients anymore. But you can get coaching from me if you're taking the book launch blueprint. Every office hours that I'm a part of, you can come on camera and talk to me face-to-face, and I will answer your questions. Our goal with the book launch blueprint is for it to be the perfect blend of pre-recorded, highly edited videos that teach the material very clearly, videos that are very easy to rewatch next week or next year if you want to refresh your memory, but also combined with that live interactive coaching and training. I feel like either one of those by themselves isn't as good as both of those together. So my question for you is, how much time have you invested in your book? For most authors, they don't measure this time in hours, they measure it in years. So ask yourself, what is your time worth? And what is your book worth? You want to give your book the launch that it deserves. Now, before I end, I do want to talk about some of the bonuses that are included in the course. So you don't just get the book launch blueprint, but you also get my course, The Art of Persuasion. You get my course, How to Get Booked as a Podcast Guest, and you get my course on crowdfunding. At the time of this recording, these courses are valued, if you were to buy them separately, at $448. But again, they are included for free as part of the book launch blueprint, and they will be yours to keep forever. If you sign up for the book launch blueprint before registration closes, you will have lifetime access. But registration closes for everyone forever on April 12th, 2024. My dad's generation would call this the last helicopter leaving Vietnam, but the kids these days call it the last airplane out of Afghanistan. So if you sign up now or before April 12th, 2024, you'll have lifetime access. If you don't, you'll never be able to buy the Book Launch Blueprint in the future. And the reason for this is that James L. Rubart, who's a critical part of the Book Launch Blueprint, is retiring. Teaching this course is a lot of work. So if you'd like to get this unique opportunity, sign up now before April 12th, 2024. And I keep putting the year in there because I know some of you are going to be watching years in the future, and I'm sorry. Hopefully this episode was still helpful, though, in getting a Cliff Notes version of the course. So registration ends on April 12th. The first day of the course is April 15th. That's the Monday, and then it goes for the 4 weeks after that. In terms of time commitment, we recommend for these 4 weeks setting aside 2 hours a day. If you will spend 2 hours a day learning how to launch your book, for the rest of your life, you will know how to launch your book, and you will have a much, much better launch than you would have had otherwise. Will you have lifetime access? Yes. Yes, you will. Is the course for fiction or nonfiction? It's for both. And we have the community split so that if you're writing nonfiction, you can hang out with the other nonfiction authors and vice versa. And I should point out that there is a money-back guarantee. So if you go through the course and you're unhappy, just email me and I will click a few buttons and refund your money. We're very confident that you will find this course transformative when it comes to helping you launch your book. And I would like to close with a story of CJ Malacy, who we've had here on the podcast. She was an author with a passion to write young adult books that made young women feel good rather than making them depressed. She spent years working on her craft and working to write the kind of books that these young women would love, the kind of book that would give them hope. She had never published before, and she was just starting out. And she was going through my course, The 5-Year Plan, which is all about helping you become a better author. And then she took, in 2022, the Book Launch Blueprint. And she came to every office hours that year and completed all of the homework. She was working hard. She invested not just her money, but also her time into getting the most out of the course. And she also completed that bonus course I mentioned earlier on crowdfunding. After going through that course on crowdfunding, she decided to crowdfund her novel on Kickstarter. She placed her book, Recruit of Talionis, on Kickstarter, and she raised over $8,600. This is for a debut author who had never published a book before and was publishing independently. She raised over $8,600 to launch her book. That gave her the budget she needed, not just to print her book, but also to cover her editing costs and also to give her book the launch it deserved. She got the money immediately for a book that wasn't even out yet. A few months later, when she did publish her book to Amazon, it became a number one new release. So not in three different categories. So not only was it a successfully crowdfunded book, but it was also a successfully launched book using the methods that we teach in this course. But I think the best part is if you go to CJ's book today and you read the reviews, you will see young women talking about how the book gave them hope. These readers wouldn't have felt that hope if they hadn't have read the book, and they wouldn't have read the book if they hadn't have heard about it. And it was the launch and the marketing that helped them hear about it. CJ honored the hard work that she put into writing a good book with giving it a great launch. And that is what made all of the difference. Now she has a horde of readers eagerly anticipating her next book and the beginnings of a career as a professional author. And I'd like to say that you could be our next case study. It's not too late. Sign up for the Book Launch Blueprint today. Our featured patron today is Jeremiah Friedley, author of Association, a core series prequel novella. When 15-year-old Kristen's uncle is accused of attempted murder, she determines to help him clear his name of something she knows he didn't do. But soon she realizes she's not just fighting a false accusation, she's fighting a conspiracy to take down a social activist her uncle supports. With a relentless police inspector watching her every move, Kristen must choose, avoid the authorities and help her uncle or stay safe and let her family tear apart. Jeremiah Friedley, thank you so much for being a patron of the Novel Marketing Podcast. And I love this idea. He's promoting not a book for sale, but he's promoting his reader magnet. So this book, Association, is a free novella on his website, which, of course, we'll link to in the blog post version of this podcast. The Author Media Podcast is a production of AuthorMedia.com. Our producer is Laurie Christine. The blog post version is created by Shauna Lettler. The audio is edited by William Umstadt, and I am Thomas Umstadt Jr., your host, saying thank you for listening and live long and prosper.